Fine. So, Hashem, we know today we'll finish Ger Katan. So we'll talk about the texting service. And then we'll do Rai by Din Nefashes. I don't think we'll do Ishtani because I didn't do well enough at the moment. So we'll do that tomorrow. Tomorrow's your lunch. At 1. So if we have lunch at 1, can we do Chazar from 12 to 1?
Yeah.
Makes sense? Yeah. Okay, 12 to 1 do Chazar, and then maybe Rebbe will give a Shabbos to go to Drasha. So we'll see.
Yeah.
When's the Bechina?
No idea.
When do you want the Bechina?
Next week, right?
I don't think so. Wednesday? How about Tuesday?
What?
Is Tuesday enough time?
Tuesday's
good. So can anyone away Wednesday?
Why would we not do Wednesday?
Why wouldn't we do Wednesday?
I
don't know. Just because if I do Wednesday, then it's just like too much time.
Give an option.
Optional Bechina. I don't think so. I think Tuesday's fair. If you don't have enough time, so we'll just do Wednesday. Okay. Where were we? What?
Ger Katan.
So Tyson Sanhedrin had a... Tyson Sanhedrin asked the Kasha. There were two studies in Tysus, how a katan is... how one can be zeich for katan. Is zechiyah l'katan deraisa or derabbanan? At the end of the day, it's totally on two girsos in the Gemara and Ezel Neshech. One girs in the Gemara said, "Katan le'asi li'dei shlichus, katan leis le'shlichus, ve'is le'schia midrabanan." It's one version of the Gemara. Another version of the Gemara says, "Leis le'shlichus, but is le'schia stam," and doesn't say derabanan. So according to that version of the Gemara, it's very possible to say that a katan has schia, even deraisa. So if a katan has schia deraisa, then we can understand how the Gemara and Ksuvah says Ger Katan Matpil Naisal Das Beis Din, because the Beis Din is able to be zoiche midaraisa for a katan and make him a ger min hatayra. He can do all sorts of things that you can do. He's able to marry a Jewish woman. He's able to, what else can he do? That's what the Gemara says. He's able to marry a Jewish woman. If you say a katan only has chiyum midrabanan, so then how is it possible that he's a ger deraisa? All types of deraisa matters. So Tosis by us gave an interesting answer. Tosis said that when the Bezin are mal and tovel him, they're mal and tovel begufai, and they prepare his guf for the gerus, and the cotton really the Bezin isn't zeicha for the sake of the cotton. Rather, the cotton is zeicha begufai, because everything is right there in his guf, the mila and the tefillah. So Even a ger katan is able to be zeicha la'atzma in that regard. But Taisin Ksuvis gives two different teirutzim. First Taisin Ksuvis says that yesh kayach b'yantachalim la'akradav min ha'tayra of fila b'kum esay. Then Taisin gives a second teirutz, that's the teirutz we're going to talk about today, that according to the girsais in the Gemara of Metzia that say a katan doesn't have shlichus but has zechia, and doesn't say zechia d'rabbanan, like I said earlier, then the din of Ger Katan Matpil Naisal Das Beis Din makes a lot of sense. And says Taisus, even though a katan doesn't have shlichus, so a katan does have shlichus by schus gomor. I'll read Taisus. Ve'af agav d'schiyah havi mitam shlichus, ve'ein lay shlichus min ha'tayra, ha'neimili bedova sheyesh b'ktas chayva, kegoyin lahafish chumasoi. If you make a katan a shalich for truma, so that shlichus be'etzim has a tzad that isn't necessarily schus gomor, because the katan might be mafrish. Say the katan is mafrish 1/50 for truma, and the baal bais would say, I only want the mafrish chita achas. Now, Shitas Rashi is that a Baal Bais can't really be poiter himself. He can't be poiter himself from the mitzvah of Truma by being mafrish chita achas. Shitas Rashi in the Gemara in Chulin is that the only way to be is that being mafrish chita achas is just matir the tevel. He's not yet to the mitzvah of Truma. So according to Rashi, this Tosis wouldn't make a lot of sense. But anyway, Tosis says something like Truma, where maybe the Baal Bais want to give less, or maybe the Baal Bais want to give more. So that is necessarily schus gomor. So in yonim like that, a katan is nismayet from shlichus. But things that are schus gomor, like gerus, a katan does have shlichus. So the simple pshat in Tosfos is that Tosfos understands that a katan is nismay from shlichus from the drush of atem gam atem. The drush of atem gam atem was said by Truma. So it seems like Tosfos means that when a katan was nismay from shlichus, he was only nismay from shlichus that's dumia to Truma. And just as Truma is not necessarily a schus gomor, because the katan can do something that might not be in the, that might not be a total schus for the Baal Bais, it might give more Truma or less Truma than the Baal Bais would have wanted. So too, a katan is nismat from all types of shlichus that aren't a schus gomor, but is included in a shlichus that is a schus gomor, like gerus. The issue is, there are a few problems with this tesis. The first issue is just in Svara, how do you understand the chiluk itself? So why is it true that a katan is nismat from only things that aren't a schus gomor, but a schus gomor he does have shlichus for? How do you understand that chiluk? The second problem, which is really a kasha, is why don't we make such a chiluk by a goy too? As a goy is nisma'id from shlichus from atem gam atem as well, but yet a goy is nisma'id legamrei even from things that are schus gomor. So if a katan is able to have shlichus in things that are schus gomor, what stops a goy from having shlichus in something that's a schus gomor? Problem number three is that really, Taisa seems to be neged the Gemara Nezu Neshech. Because the Gemara Nezu Neshech, remember, the Gemara was trying to explain why a goy doesn't have Schiyah. So first the Gemara is excited to say a goy does have Schiyah. The Gemara said, a katan doesn't have Shlichus, but has Schiyah. So too, a goy doesn't have Shlichus, but he should also have Schiyah. And the Gemara answered, no. A katan is different, but because a katan is osi lichal shlichus, masha'en ken a goy isn't osi lichal shlichus. So there the Gemara says the reason why a katan has zechia is because he's osi lichal shlichus, not because he's only nisma'id from a shlichus that's not a schus gomor. So Tosfos mamish neged the Gemara. The Gemara itself gives as far as to why a katan has schus. It's because he's osi lichal shlichus, not because he doesn't have shlichus and saying that's not a schus gomor. And problem number four, when the Gemara says, there in Ezu Neshech, a katan doesn't have shlichus, but he has schia, so what's the case? If it's a case of a schus gomor, this is similar to the question we asked yesterday, whether it was das achares makna or not. So it's the same type of kasha. If it's a case of a schus gomor, so according to Tosfos, he has shlichus, and he has schia. And if it's a case of a schus she'eino gomor, so he doesn't have shlichus, and he doesn't have schiyah either. So what case is there when a katan has shlichus but doesn't have schiyah? So the real issue is that it's hard to understand how Taisus shims with this Gemara Nezu Neshech. And it's also hard to understand what exactly the Sfar Taisus is pointing to. Rebbe explained that really, the Taisus learned pshat in Ezu Neshech in a way that actually creates this chiluk. Taisus understood that the Gemara Bav Metzi is saying as follows. When the Gemara says katan asi lechal shlichus, but a guy isn't asi lechal shlichus, what does the Gemara mean? It means like this: if a katan is asi lechal shlichus, that means that eventually something changes in the katan that enables him to be in the parsha of shlichus. So what's the difference between a katan and a gadol? The difference between a katan and a gadol is a katan doesn't have das and a gadol does have das. So I could very well say that a gadol has shlichus because a gadol has das. But a katan doesn't have shlichus because a katan doesn't have das. But when the katan grows up, he will be in the parsha of shlichus. So if that's the case, it's very mistaken to say that when the Torah is nisma'id a katan from shlichus, it's not nisma'id a katan legamrei. Because you see that once something changes in the katan, then he does enter in the parsha of shlichus. So rather, what's stopping a katan from having shlichus? Das. That's the case. So I can say that when a katan is nisma'id from shlichus, he's nisma'id from shlichus that requires das. He's nisma'id from the das of shlichus. So now, when are there cases in shlichus where you have to have das? So those are cases where it's not a schus gomor. If it's not a schus gomor, then the only way for the cotton to be able to do something on behalf of somebody else is if we have an anan sahadeh. So the way Zach and Ladim Shloi Befanov works is that there's an anan sahade that it would be necha to the particular, to the individual you want to be zeicha for, to be meshaleach hashaliach lahavi. So it's not a schus gomor, but it's still a schus, so you're able to be zachim ladim shalei defanav, but the way it works is through an anan sahade of the das of the meshaleach. So that type of shlichus is built on das. So katan is nisma'it from shlichus that requires das, that requires being oimed a das. But a katan isn't nisma'it from shlichus that doesn't require das. What's a shlichus that doesn't require das? A schus gomor. It's by schus gomor, you don't have to have an umduna about whether or not an individual would like it. A schus gomor by definition is saying that everybody would like. So you have to come on to the das of the meshaleach. Masha enken a goy is never asi lichal shlichus. No matter what. If that's the case, then a goy is nisma'i from shlichus legamrei. Vein b'schus gomer, vein b'schus shein gomer. So when the Gemara says, a katan doesn't have shlichus, but has zechiyah, it doesn't mean that a katan doesn't have shlichus bichlal, but has zechiyah. The problem was, what's the case? If it's in a schus gomer, he has both. If it's a schus shein gomer, he has neither. The Gemara means is a katan doesn't have shlichus, meaning a katan doesn't have das shlichus. A katan doesn't have the type of shlichus that requires das, such as cases of a schus shein gomer. But a katan does have zechiyah. Meaning a katan has shlichus for inyanim that are a schus gomer. So the Gemara itself, when it says a katan doesn't have shlichus but has zechiyah, is making this chiluk. This is where Taisus got this idea from. It's important the Gemara itself that this chiluk is true. This is exactly what the Gemara is saying. The difference between a goy and a katan is that a goy never has shlichus, no matter what. So he's nismat from shlichus legamrei. But a katan is osi lichal shlichus, meaning once he gets enough das, then he has shlichus. So Alma, the issue with the shlichus of a katan is that he doesn't have das. So the only type of shlichus he's nismai from is shlichus that requires das. But if there's a type of shlichus that doesn't require das, like a schus gomor, so then a katan is a partial shlichus. Everyone follow me? Good. So that's pshat in places. The Achronim ask on this in certain places, though. From the Gemara Bav Metzia that we saw yesterday. The Gemara Bav Metzia has a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Does a katan have chotzen dal amos for kinnin? Rabbi Yochanan says chotzer mishum yadi shabai, and a katan has a yad, so a chotzer can be kind of a katan. And Reish Lakish says chotzer mishum shlichus yisabai, and a katan doesn't have shlichus. And it's mavur in the Gemara there that they also argue le'ini mitzia, argument a case of mitzia. So the issue is, if according to Taisus a katan isn't nisma'i from shlichus of a schus gomor, so how could Reish Lakish say that a katan doesn't have a chotzer to be kind of mitzia? Reish Lakish's whole story is a katan doesn't have shlichus, and a chotzer works mitam shlichus, therefore a katan doesn't have chotzer. But a katan does have shlichus for things that are schus gomor. So if a mitzia falls into the chotzer of a katan, a mitzia is a schus gomor, no one's losing out, the katan only gains. If that's the case, then a katan should have chotzer, even according to Reish Lakish, to be kind of mitzia. That's the kash de'achronim ask. So, hakdamas dvarim. The Gemara Yud Aleph in Bav Metzia quotes a memra of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, chatzer shel odem koinim lad b'chayim mako. Chatzer of a person can be kind of him, wherever he is. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is talking about a chatzer hamishtameres. A chatzer that's blocked in, it has doors, it has fences. So then the Gemara asks, I, Rabban Gamliel, brings it nicely with Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel was makness something to somebody through a chotzer that wasn't mishtameres, even though he wasn't standing beside it. Right? A chotzer mishtameres is kind of like b'chol mokom. A chotzer she'ena mishtameres is only kind of like if you're oimed b'tzidoi. Feg the Gemara, Rabban Gamliel was makness something to somebody in a chotzer she'ena mishtameres, even though he was on a boat. Wasn't standing next to the chotzer. So, and for the Gemara, das acheres makna does work. Then Freg the Gemara, if das acheres makna works, and you don't have to have oimed b'tzidoi by das acheres makna, so why is it that a ketana can only be mekabelas gita if she's standing next to her chotzer? You can't just throw the get into her chotzer. She has to, even if it's a chotzer mishtemer, she has to be standing next to it. So the Gemara answers. That's what the Gemara answers. Chotzer mishum yadli sabay, v'legar mishlichus, v'zachin ladim shalay b'fanav, v'ein chavim ladim shalay b'fanav. and the get is chayv hula. Therefore, the only way for her to be kind is if she's kind of the get, is if she's standing next to the chatzin. That's the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. So Rashi, the end of the sugya says, when it comes to a mitziah, if someone is standing next to a chatzah, if someone's not standing next to a chatzah, it's not ayim b'tzidai. So if he's ayim b'tzidai, then the chatzah acts mitam yad. Right? If he's away from the chatzah, then the chatzah works mitam shlichus. And then we have to be done. Is it a schus? Is it a chayv? So if someone's not standing next to a chatzah, and the only way to be zoich is through shlichus, so the case is, this is a case of zochin la'adam shaloi b'fanav with a chatzer, and I have a mitziah. Right? So mitziah falls into my chatzer, and I'm not there. Can the chatzer be zoicha for me? So Rashi says it doesn't work. The chatzer can't be kind of mitziah. Because la'olam you have to have the das shaliach or das meshaleach. And in this case, you have neither. You don't have the das shaliach because the shaliach is a chatzer. And you don't have the das meshaleach. This is the case of zachin adam shalei b'fanav. So the chatzer can't be kind of the mitziah. The only time a chatzer works midin zachin adam shalei b'fanav is if you have matana. Because in the case of the matana, you have das acheres machne. So there is some das implanted into this equation. So the chayy Rashi is bothered by the fact that if chatzers, what's Rashi bothered by? What's he trying to deal with here? So Rashi is bothered by the fact that if a chotzer is kind of mitam schiyah, why did the Gemara say that chotzer only works if das acheres makne? By the story of Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara said by Rabbi Gamliel, the only way a chotzer works is if it's das acheres makne. So why do you have das acheres makne? Why do you need to have das acheres makne? If you look at our Gemara, there are two chidushim, two very interesting chidushim, that when you put them together, it seems to create a situation where you don't have das bichlal. Chiddush number one is the din of zachin ladam shalei b'fanav. Because of zachin ladam shalei b'fanav, I don't have to have the das of the meshaleach. It's enough to have an an sahadeh that the meshaleach would have made me a shaliach lahachi. Chiddush number two is that a chotzer is koine midin shaliach. So the chotzer, who's the shaliach, obviously doesn't have das. If that's the case, if I create a situation where I have a chotzer that's being zoich shalei b'fanav, so maybe I can have a situation where you can be kind of something without anyone's das bichlal. You know, the object goes into the chatzer and it's kind of to the cotton and no one knows anything. It's just it's ki'ilu a machine. So there Rashi says it's not true. You can't have something like that. It's vaday true that when it comes to normal shlichus you have to have das shaliach and das meshaleach. But even in this case, where there's a chiddush that you can be zachin ladim shalei b'fanav, there's a chiddush that a chotzer can act as a shaliach, you still have to have das somewhere. Either das shaliach, either das meshaliach, or either das acheres machne. So a chotzer can't be koine metziah for somebody. This is shittas Rashi. But the Achrayim ask on Rashi, from the Gemara a few lines up, the Gemara says, a chotzer hamishtameres can be koine metziah shalom midaito. Even if he's not standing beside it. That's the memory of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Chotzer mishtameres is kind of b'chol makom, even by Netziah. So what do you mean by having chotzer mishtameres? I still don't have das shaliach, I don't have das meshaleach, I don't have das acheres makne because it's a Netziah. So how is a chotzer mishtameres mild? A chotzer mishtameres should be, it's not mild, it's not married. Chayy doesn't do anything in terms of implanting das into this equation. So how could Rashi say on one hand that by a regular chotzer you can't be kind of mitziah because there's no das bichlal, but yet the Gemara says that a chotzer mishtamer is able to be kind of mitziah even if you're not a mitziah there. So Rebbe explained pshat in this Rashi is alpi this piskei riyaz. I don't know who the riyaz is. But it's alpi piskei riyaz. And the Riaz says that a chotzer mishtameres works to be kind of mitziah, even shalai midaitai, and even shalai mifanav, because the fact that it's a chotzer mishtameres is a gili milsa that you have das to be kind of. Meaning, if you make a chotzer and you decide one day to build walls and build a fence and you have doors, so you have in mind that this chotzer, which is now a chotzer mishtameres, is a place to be kleina objects. If you just have an open chutzer and it's not walled in, so it's not a mukkah to be kleina objects because anything can go in and go out. So even if you're not aware of something, a metziah, let's say a wild animal, walks into the chutzer, so you're not going to what have you done to show that you have any interest in being kleina by means of this chutzer? But if you start walling it in and making fences, if something enters into your chutzer, the fact that you've walled it in is a gilui milsa that you have das, and like a latent das, to be kind of anything that goes into this chutzer. So that the Piskei Rabbah says that's the mile of a chutzer mishtameres. That a chutzer mishtameres can supplant the das of the nizke. Because the fact that it's a mishtameres, a gilui milsa, that the nizke has das, that anything that goes into the chutzer should be nikna to him. Now, that can't be the only mile of a chutzer mishtameres, though. One, because the Gemara says, let's say a person wants his field, he has a field, and he says he has das beferush, that his field should be kona objects. He says, this field of mine is kona anything that comes into the field. The Gemara says that only works if he's ayin b'tzidai, because it's not a chatzim ishtemeres. If he's far away, and the field is kind of as a midin shlichus, not midin yad, it won't work, even if he has das b'feirush. So why would that be the case? If the only mile of a chatzim ishtemeres is that chatzim ishtemeres is a gili milsa that he has das to be kind of with it, so then when he says b'feirush that he wants his field to be kind of an object, so that's givaldic, because now he's saying b'feirush he wants it to be kind of. Point number two is that if someone says, it's really the same thing, but if someone says, by a chotzer she'enu mishtameres, the Gemara says b'feirush, if someone says, by a chotzer she'enu mishtameres, that kol mitzias she'yover l'chatzerai, what's the phrase, koinu l'machshav, or koinu to me, what's the phrase, what's the lashon of the Gemara? You remember? No, okay. If one says, all mitzias that come into my chotzer, koinu to me, so that doesn't work by a chotzer she'enu mishtameres. So you see that even if you have das b'feirush, you're not able to be kind of through this property unless it's a chatzim ishtemeres. If that's the case, Weiss does that a chatzim ishtemeres has another mila. That mila is that it's considered to be a makom kabbalah. If you have a field or a chatzim she'enu mishtemeres and it's not walled in, and that not only is there no gilui milsa that you have das to be kind of by means of this property, but it also can't be considered a makom kabbalah because it isn't a place that can be mekabel something. If you put something there, someone can come in and take it, or if it's a live animal, it can wander out. So there's a chisar in its ability to be kind of objects. So chotzer mishtameres has both milas. One, because it's mishtameres and it contains things in, it's a bona fide makom kabbalah. And number two, since you made it mishtameres, it's a gilui milsa that you have das, that you should be kind of everything that's inside the chotzer. So Rebbe said, these two milas of a chotzer mishtameres, if you understand that a chotzer mishtameres has these two milas, these two qualities, then we can understand a very peculiar rush. There's the Gemara Bav Metzi on Kuf Bey says that a chotzer hamishtameres. So you have a chotzer that's not mishtameres.
What is the distinction between the two points that you said of chotzer?
What's the difference? Oh well, one is a nekud about das. One is whether or not the fact that a chotzer is a chotzer mishtameres is a gili milsa that the individual who owns the chotzer has das to be kona through the chotzer, which is one issue. And the second mila, which handles the second issue, is whether or not a chotzer mishtameres can be a makom kabbalah bichlal. So I have to have both. I have to have something that can be a makom kabbalah. It's roy to be mekabel things. And I also have to have das to mekabel things. So a chotzer mishtameres achieves both. There's a Gemara Bav Metzi and Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara says if a person has a chotzer she'enu mishtameres, and yet bedili in shimine, meaning people don't go in it. People know it's yours, and people don't just walk into your property. They're afraid of you, like a bulldog or something. So that is like a chotzer mishtameres in that it can be kind of to its baal b'chol makom. Even by mitzia, but only if the Baal says kol mitzia shiyavu liyadi. Only if he makes a statement b'feirush that anything that goes into the chatzah is chayim to him. So here you have an interesting thing. you have something that's like a chatzah mishtameres in that bedilah in shemineh, so no one's going to go into it, and yet still he has to make a statement beferish that kol mitzvah she'ovid al de'ekneli. But it's mashma for Gemara that a regular chatzah mishtameres doesn't require such a statement, which we've seen. So the Rosh says, a full chatzah mishtameres, a real chatzah mishtameres with walls and doors, you don't need to make a statement of a kol mitzvah she'ovid. It's enough to, it's kind of without such a statement. But if the chatzah is mishtameres only by means of bedili in shemineh, so says the Rosh, it's not mishtameres legamre, and you do need such a memra, you do need such a statement. So what's pshat in this Rosh? So pshat is that a regular chatzah mishtameres, a full-fledged chatzah mishtameres, has two qualities. Quality number one is that it's a makom kabbalah. Quality number two is that it's a gili milsa, that you have das to be kind of through it. The fact that it's a makom kabbalah is due to the chatzah mishtameres is considered a makom kabbalah because it's walled in, and no one's going to take things from you. So if you have a chatzah she'enu mishtameres, but bedili in shemineh, so then the chatzah can be considered a makom kabbalah. Since bedili in shemineh, that's a makom that's entirely yours, and anything that goes into it is considered to be yours, and people aren't going to intrude. So that fulfills that achieves that mila of a makom kabbalah. But does it achieve the mila of a gili milsa that you had asked that you should be kind with it? The whole point in the Piskei Riyaz is the fact that you built a chatzer and you put walls in the chatzer and you put doors and fences. So that's a gili milsa that you want the chatzer to be kind of things for you. But if you have a field, so nachinat, people might not go into the field, but I have nothing intrinsic in the field creates a gili milsa that I want to be kind of things for the field. Yeah. Only if I have a statement beferish that says anything that goes into the field is kind to me, can the field be kind of mitziah. We're following? So that's the regular chatzah mishtameres has both qualities. It has the ability to be a makom kabbalah because it's in a closed space, and also is a gili milsa that you have dastly kind of through it because you have a chatzer that's mishtameres. You bought a chatzer that's mishtameres, or you built a chatzer that's mishtameres, so you know that you have a chatzer that's going to be kind of things for you. But if you don't have a chatzer that's mishtameres properly by means of walls and doors and fences, so there's no gili milsa on the baal's part that he wants to be kona through it, unless he says a statement beferish. But the fact that bedili in shemineh is enough to make it a makom kabbalah. Let's see, you have three different types of properties here in regard to kinyanim. You have a chatzah she'ena mishtameres and people aren't bodil from it bichlal. That you don't have das and you don't have a makom kabbalah. Then you have a chatzah that's not mishtameres but bedili in shemineh that has a makom kabbalah but no gili milsa that there's das unless you say so beferish. And then you have a chatzah mishtameres, which has both qualities. It has das, and it has a makom kabbalah.
But why didn't there be the chiluk between people not going into that property and das? I mean, if I'm going to protect my properties, I mean, it's lechora, so I can get stuff.
Lechora, the bulldog example.
No, I don't think it means like I set like a bulldog and to defend my cow.
Keep signs like get away from my property. And
no, forget about signs. Just people know that's your property. They don't go into your property.
People know this is old man Laser's property, and you step on his property, he's gonna get angry. Hi, Gonzalo. Okay, so Sikun Dvarim. Rashi says that. Even though there are two chidushim in our Gemara, a chidush that zachin l'adam shalai b'fanav and a chidush that a chatzah can work mitam shlichus, that does not mean that you can nullify the requirement for das totally from this equation. There has to be das somewhere. So chatzah mishtameres is a substitute for das, or a das acheres mak is a substitute for das. But if I have neither of those, then a chatzah can't be koinu mitziah unless you're standing beside it. So now the achronim asked on Taisus, how could Taisus say that a katan has shlichus by schus gomor? When Reish Lakish says that a katan doesn't have chatzah to be kind of mitzia, because a chatzah works mitam shlichus, according to Taisus, a chatzah should be able to be kind of mitzia, because a katan does have shlichus in the case of schus gomor. So even according to Reish Lakish, a katan should have chatzah and mitzia. But according to this mahalich, so we can answer Taisus. So what was even if, let's say like this, even if you say that a katan has shlichus and eschus gomor, can a katan have shlichus and eschus gomor in a case of zochim la adam shalay befanav the chatzer? See, if it's a chatzer she'ena mishtameres, so it's not possible. Because there's no das bichlal. If it's a chatzer mishtameres, so yesh lodim, would that work? What was the reason why Tosfos holds that a katan is nisma'id from shlichus in a schos hasheinu gomor?
Doesn't it pass?
Because a katan is nisma'id from shlichus that requires das. So that's, if a katan is nisma'id from shlichus that requires das, that means in any inyan or shlichus that requires some type of das to work, the katan can't be involved. Because the katan doesn't have das. So now, normally, a chatzim mishtameres would allow someone to be kind of mitzi, a midin zachin, ladam shalai befanav, because a chatzim mishtameres is a gili milsa that there's das. But by a katan, can you have a gili milsa that there's das? But a katan is nismat from any type of shlichus that requires das, because a katan doesn't have das. So a chatzim mishtameres can't be a gili milsa that a katan has das in the kabel, because a katan doesn't have das. A katan, by definition, that the miut is a katan can't have das, laid in the shlichus. So even a chatzim mishtameres wouldn't work. If that's the case, it's never possible for a chatzah to be kind of mitziah for a katan, even if in a case of schus gomor. Because in a case of schus gomor, you still have to have das. And a katan doesn't have das. A katan is nismaid from shlichus that requires das. Is that clear? Yeah? Okay. So if that's the case, it comes out that the machlek is between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, is only a machlaikis in a case of a mitziah. Because if you have a matana has das acheres makne. So a cotton would be able to, the chotzer of a cotton would be able to be kind of matana. Because there, the das acheres makne is not das in the cotton's part, it's das in the gadol's part. And that's fine, that does work. And the Ravid says like this beferish, that the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish is only a machlekes lenu mitzia, but leini matana everyone would agree that a katan can be kind of by means of a chatzah. Okay, so that's this taisus. Again, taisus suva says a new taisus to explain ger katan abimai saw das bezdin. He says even though katan isn't also the chal shlichus, he does have schia for things that are schus gomor, and geirus is a schus gomor. Why does Reish Lakish say that a katan doesn't have chatzah to be kind of mitzia? I mitzia is a schus gomor. So Pshat is according to this Rashi, that even when it comes to a chotzer, you still have to have das somewhere. Das sheileach, das meshaleach, das acheres makne. A chotzer mishtameres is a good substitute for das, but a katan is nisma'et from all types of shlichus that require das. If that's the case, even a chotzer mishtameres would not be moyel for a katan to be zeicha metziah in his chotzer. Okay. Fine, that's the sugya of schia. Of schia lekatan. Any questions? Okay. Weiter. Okay, the next sugya is the sugya of Rabbi Ben Nefashis. So the Gemara had a memra on Daf Samach Tesma Aleph, Omer Prus B'Laimer Reb Shabtai Kol Yom Shil Ben Sarim Meir Eina Elagim Chadashim Bilvat. You can only kill a Ben Sarim Meir for a period of 3 months. So Frek the Gemara said in the Mishnah, Antnah Mish Yavi Shtei Saris Vash Yaki Zagin Atachtam. That's the period of time from Beis Saris until Yaki Zagin Atachtam, not 3 months from when he becomes a from when he becomes a gadol. So and for the Gemara, hikif azakin afagatim v'loi malu gimel chadoshim, malu gimel chadoshim afagav v'lo hikif. Both are possible. Whichever one comes first, either the 3 months or hikif azakin. Yosef Rebbe Yaakov Nemehar Pekod Mekamed Ravina v'yosef Dekamer Mishmeid Ravuna B'reid Rav Yeshua Shmami Namer Dekus B'dai Omer Reb Shabtai Yoyledes Neshiva Ein Ober Nika L'shlisha Meh. From this member of Reb Kruz B'dai Omer Reb Shabbatai, you learn that a Yoyledes L'shiva Ein uber nikar l'shlisha meya. The uber is nikar 1/3 into the pregnancy. 1/3 into the pregnancy of a yoledes l'shiva would be 2 months and a third. The isa kadaitach uber nikar l'shlisha meya lomli gimel l'tshevet til sasaki. The reason why ben sar meira only lasts a period of 3 months is because after a period of 3 months he's roi l'hoi li deben. Mar said earlier. So says the Gemara, that might be true by your Letus Letitia, or your Letus Letitia, one third into the pregnancy, the Uber is Nika. But your Letus Leshiva, if you say your Letus Leshiva, one third into the pregnancy, the Uber is Nika, then really the period of Ben Sarah should end at 2 months and a third. So, emphor the Gemara, Omer Le, no, Va'olam Eimel Lecha Uber Nika Leshlisha Mea. Really, in both pregnancies, a 9 month pregnancy and a 7 month pregnancy, Uber is Nika Leshlisha Mea. And even though in a 7 month pregnancy, that would mean that the period of time that it Uber's Nikar is starting from 2 months and a third, Seal Bosa Ruba, says Ravina. You go Bosa Roy, most women give birth at 9 months. They said this, Amru Kamedra, Unuber Reidra, Yeshua, Omer Le, Ubedin Nefashim Yazin Bosa Ruba, to be go Bosa Rov and Din Nefashis, Atara Omer Vishavtu Eda, Vitzilu Eda. The Torah says Vitzilu, and you're telling me you should go Bosa Roy. That's the Gemara. There's a machlekes between Rav Huna and Ravina. If we go basa roiv in dinin nefashis, and then the Gemara shakov etari to bring rayas. So let's start with the Ran. That's complicated. There's a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin wants to know where do we find. From where do we find that we go basa roiv by a ruba de lesa kamon? And the Gemara gives a few answers. Two of the answers of the Gemara are from Reitzeach and Maka Avivimon. Says the Gemara, I know we go basa a ruba de lesa kamon from a Reitzeach. Because if I didn't go basa roiv, so maybe I'd say that when a Reitzeach kills, let's say a Reitzeach takes a knife, and he sticks it into someone's liver. So, and then the individual dies. So he should be chayiv misa. Says the Gemara, Hara no, he's a reitzeach. Maybe the individual he killed is a treifa, and was going to die anyway. You're not chayiv misa for killing a treifa. Says the Gemara, maybe you could check. Open him up, do an autopsy, and check to see if there's anything in his body that would be a treifa. Says the Gemara, you can't even do that. Maybe when the Reitzeach stabbed in the liver, that very place where he stabbed him, that was the nekiv that made him a treifa. So it's Eef Shlemivdike. And for the Gemara, must be that we go Basar Rav. The Rav people aren't treifas. That's one Rai in the Gemara. Second Rai in the Gemara is from Maka Avi V'Imai. Maka Avi V'Imai is Chayv Nisa. So, says the Gemara, how do you know it's Avi V'Imai? Maybe it's not Avi V'Imai. So, and for the Gemara, it has to be up here, right? So, Frek the Ran, how could there be a machlokes in our Gemara for go basa roiv and din nefashis? The Gemara in Chulin learns the din of roiv from cases of din nefashis. So, everybody lichar should agree that we go basa roiv and din nefashis. It would be impossible to say otherwise, or else how would we know that we go basa roiv in any case, bichlal? So Emperor the Ran, Yesh Lai Madasa Mayri Hecha Di Efshel Lemivdike Lahara Gichashin Lemeimar Shem B'Makom Nekev Nikev Ubeki Agavna Kevon Do Amar Rachmanu Di Niktol Reitzeach Al Korchach In Svirlon Dazim Basa Ruba Di In Shei Dilo Havi Treifes Aval Hecha She Efshel Lekayim Esedim B'Makom She Eshlik Terecha Mipnei Chashash Hei Roi Lechushbay. So the Fumriyata, the Ran seems to be saying that the chiluk of the Ran seems to be whether or not we go basa roiv in individual cases or in general cases. Meaning, the Ribbono Shel Olam says you have to kill Reitzeach and you have to kill Makav V'Imai. So the Gemara in Chulin says, how is it possible to ever have a Reitzeach or Makav V'Imai unless you go basa roiv? If you don't go basa roiv, you'd never have such a din. So maybe there the Gemara says, we go basa roiv when the only way to be mekayim the din in Torah, which I have to do, because shteit in Torah that you kill a reitzeach, you kill makav v'imai, is to go basa ruba. But in cases where I can be mekayim the din, without appealing to roiv, such as the case of ben sarah mayra, where there are, you can be a ben sarah mayra in the first month, or in the second month, the shaila is, does the period of ben sarah mayra end after 2 months and a third, or after 3 months? So there, if I say that the period of Ben Sarah Mayra ends after 2 and a third month, that's not mafkiya, the entire din of Ben Sarah Mayra. There are cases of Binsarim that can exist outside of that framework. So in cases like that, where I'm not forced to go Basar Reif in order to Mekayim the whole Parsha, then I don't go Basar. Then there's a machlekes between Ravun and Ravine in our Gemara if we go Basar Ruba. That's lichayr what the Ran means. The problem is, if this chiluk is true, that we go Basar Reif in order to Mekayim a whole Parsha, but we don't go Basar Reif when the Parsha Mekayim and Mela otherwise, then how could the Gemara prove? How could the Gemara in Chulin prove from case of the Nefashis that we go Basar Reif? The Olam say that all the Gemara proved was that we go Basar Reif when I have no other choice to Mekayim Medin but Basar Reif. But in individual situations, I wouldn't go Basar Reif. If this chiluk is true, the Gemara didn't prove what it set out to prove. And the second issue is that the Ran has a funny line at the end, where he says, "V'ahainu d'makshina mevishavtu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda." This is the kasha of the Gemara when it says "v'shavtu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda." So according to this mahalach, that would mean that when the Gemara says "amra vuna v'atara amra v'shavtu ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda," that means that you only use roiv to mekayim a whole parsha kula, but not in individual situations. But ma kasha? What does v'hitzilu ha'eda have to do with discerning whether or not I use roiv to mekayim a whole parsha, such as the parsha of Ritzayach, or to be dan a few situations in Tzara Meira? What exactly does the Ran mean? So Rebbe said the pshat in the Ran is different. The Ran really means like this. From the Gemara in Chulin, I see that a roiv in and of itself is a strong enough beer for Din Nefashis. And that would be true. A roiv is a good beer for Din Nefashis. But the chiddush of our Gemara, chiddush of Rav Huna rather, is that the din of the Hitzilu Es Ha'eda is able to mafkia the roiv. But that din of Hitzilu Eda couldn't have been said by all cases of roiv. Because I'd never have a roiv tzeach, or I'd never have makav v'imay. If Hitzilu was mafkia medin roiv lagamre, so then, how could I kill a roiv tzeach? Maybe the individual is a treifa. How could I kill Maka of the Ima? Maybe his father isn't really his father. So, Veitzilu was dafka said by individuals. That's the din Veitzilu, that you should be tarach to save this individual. So when it comes to Mekayim the whole parsha, you can Mekayim the. I need to appeal to the din roiv to Mekayim parsha tzeach or parsha Maka of the Ima. But when it comes to individual cases, and I have to be done, is this subset of people, are they included in the din of Ben Saramayra? So then, v'hitzilu ha'eda is mafkia midin raiv. So that's what Rav Huna means when he said, when Ravina says, we go basar ruva, Huna says, no, v'hitzilu es ha'eda is mafkia, the ability to use raiv, in situations where the raiv is a nesei to mekayim a full parsha. That's the chayr what the Ran is saying, but the issue is, just in terms of havana, how is v'hitzilu mafkia roiv? What does that mean? What about the din of v'hitzilu asa'eda works to mafkia the din roiv? So start like this. There's a nesivis. The nesivis asks the Ran's kasha. How could there be machlekes in the Gemara if you go basar roiv in din nefashis when the Gemara in Chulin learns out the din roiv from case of din nefashis? Right? Say chemak of v'ima. That's his first kasha. But then he asks his second kasha. The Gemara at the end of our sugya, the Gemara says af ananami tanina bashal leishanim v'yemechad miskadeshes b'viya v'imva aleya yavam kana v'chayavam aleya mishum eishes ish. And the Gemara says, why should that be true? Maybe we should have a chashash that she's an Ilonis. And whoever married her wouldn't have married her had he known that she would be an Ilonis. Meaning, it's not, you don't know she's an Ilonis until she gets older. Now she's young. So maybe later on we'll find out she's an Ilonis. She's a girl that can't go through puberty. And whoever married her wouldn't have married her had he known that she'd be an Ilonis. Nimsa, that the Kedushin was a Mekach Tois. And if that's the case, anyone who's Baal Leah can't be Chai for Eishes Ish. And for the Gemara, we go Basar Reif. Says the Gemara, we see from here, lab damir zil basa ruba. V'roiv nashim aren't aibainis. And the Gemara answers, the case is b'va alei aviha. It's not a case of eishes ish, it's a case of ba alei aviha. That's when the Gemara says you're chayv misa, that's a case of ba alei aviha, so it's irrelevant whether or not she was married. Then the Gemara says, "Va'im ba'al echad mikol arayis ketani." Anybody of the arayis says the Gemara, "Hacha b'mayaskin dekabelui." He said beferish that he's mekabel. I'll marry you even if you end up becoming aylanis, which is very romantic. So, what?
Even though she's 11.
Even though she's 11. Right. Oh, so frag the nesivas. How could the Gemara say that the case is b'va'al avia? As in the Gemara is trying to prove that the Gemara is trying to create a tsura of a case that doesn't require a roig. The Gemara says, Bivale Avia. So Frag the Nesivis. But you see in the Gemara Nechulin that even the case of Bale Avia requires a Roy. Because how else would I know that it's her father? Unless they say Roy Bile Sachar Baal. So what did the Gemara answer, Bivale Avia? Bivale Avia. That's also a case of Roy. Roy Bile Sachar Baal. So even there you see that you have to have a Roy. So this took the first Kasha Nesivis is the Ran's Kasha. How could the Nimach like this when you see the Gemara Nechulin that you learn from here that you go Basar Roy? And kasha number two is how could the Gemara be zayich at the end of the sugi b'vale avio? That's also a case of right. So it says in the Sivis, there's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin that pays says seiklin al chazakis. You can kill based on chazakis. The Gemara gives two cases. The first case is ish v'isha, ben ubas, who live together. They all live in the same house. So they're muchzak as a family. So if any one of them is with each other, they're chayiv skiva. That's one case the Gemara gives. Another case the Gemara gives is a woman came to Shalayim with a son who was on her shoulder, and he grew up, and they were living together, and it was muchzak that she was the mother and he was the son, and then they were with each other. The Gemara says we're cycle on that too. So those two cases in the Gemara that are instances of cycling ala chazakis. If something is muchzak as a situation that's aser, if someone's muchzak as a father and son, a mother and son, brothers and sisters, then you can be soikil al pi that chazaka. And Yushalmi, it's Mavur Yushalmi, that the length for that chazaka is shleishim yom. If they live together for 30 days, then it creates a bona fide chazaka, and you can be soikil al pi that chazaka. So the Rambam says, I'll give you a raya that you're soikil al chazakis. I'll give you a raya for this Gemara and Kedushin that you're soikil al chazakis. The raya is, make avi ve'imai. Make avi ve'imai, how do we know it's the father? It must be that there's a chazaka that he's a father because they live together. And the Rambam's makor is Yushalmi. Yushalmi says like this. So, Fregan Nesivis, what on earth does the Rambam mean? How could the Rambam say that you kill make avi ve'imai is a chazaka that this is the father and this is the son because they live together as father and son? The Gemara says the reason why you kill is because roi ve'ila sacha ba. The Gemara says it's mitam roi, not mitam chazaka. Yeah? But Emes, you can ask that. You can ask this the same kasha on the Gemara, not the same kasha, but you can really ask on the Gemara. Why did the Gemara say that Maka of the Imai is killed because of Roiv? Roiv Bilas Achaba. Why did the Gemara say Maka of the Imai is killed because of the Chazaka? So, like, the Rambam really should be right. It's really a Chazaka. Why do you have to come onto Roiv for? Maybe you can't prove Roiv from this from Maka of the Imai. Maybe La'olam, the reason why you can be why you can kill Maka of the Imai is because of Mokzak, his father and son, because they lived together for more than 30 days. So those are the Kasha of the Nesivis. So the Nesivis answers. First he deals with the Gemara Chulin, and the Nesivis answers that you need both. You need Raiv, and you need Chazaka. So if you didn't say Raiv be'ilas achabal, then I'd never really know who the father and son is. I could never even begin to muchzak them as father and son. I could just say, it's a stranger from the street. The fact that they're living together, okay, it's a stepfather. Or it's the mother married, the mother had the baby with some other man, and then married this man. How would I know it's father and son? It's muchzak is father and son because of Roiv Be'ilois Achaba. Once I say Roiv Be'ilois Achaba, and it's mevarer that midin Roiv, they should be father and son, then, after 30 days, a chazaka kicks in as well. That's how it works. And both are at play. First, there's a roiv to mevar that it's likely that they're father and son, but that roiv really shouldn't be enough for the nefashas. And then a chazaka kicks in after shleishim yoyim, that chazaka makes them real father and son. The chazaka is key like a vaday, and it's enough to be cycle up that chazaka. In the case of Reitzeach too, the roiv is nisbar that a Reitzeach isn't that the nirtzach isn't the trefa. And then once the 30 days passes, then he's muhsak as not being a trefa. So in the Gemara and Chulin, you have both things. First, you have a roiv. The roiv is mevar, what the case should be. And then after 30 days passes, there's a chazaka that is the case. Says the Nesivis, the machlek is an argimar, though, is a case where there wasn't a chazaka after 30 days. Because think of the case. Ben Saramira, the shaila is there a Ben Saramira after 2.5 months? So what we want to know, is an uber nikar in a yeledes l'shiva after 2.3 months? There's no chazaka there. How could there be a chazaka? This woman, she doesn't exist. She's not. We don't have such a woman in the world that we're trying to be done. We're looking at a theoretical situation. So what? How is something muhsak? How is a yoledes l'shiva muhsak that uber is nikar for, or rather the case of the Gemara would be, how is it muhsak that every woman is yoledes l'tisha? I can't have a chazaka that every woman is yoledes l'tisha. I can have a chazaka by an individual person that this person's in a situation and he's muhsak as being that. But how can I have a chazaka on a theory? That women are yoledes l'tisha. I can have a roiv, the majority of women are yoledes l'tisha, but not a chazaka. So al korcha, this case is one with a roiv, but without a chazaka. Also, the case of a ketana. The Gemara says, I mean, some of the case of the Gemara, the father was Bala Miyad. The Gemara's case, the moment she becomes, the Gemara means, the price the Gemara quotes means, once she becomes, what's the case? Once she becomes, but yeah, Bas Shalom Shalom V'yoy Mechad, and if the father is Baal Leah, immediately, not even after 30 days, but even that, the Bryce is a master, they have to wait 30 days. Only after she was 3 and a day, after 30 days, if the father is Baal Leah, that he's Chayiv. The Gemara means he's your Chayiv, the Gemara is saying you're Chayiv immediately. So there's also a case of Reiv and no Chazaka. So Mimele, you can understand why the Gemara was Deicha, Bevar Le'avio. I think I confused myself. The case of, in the Gemara's Havamina, when the Gemara wants to bring a Raya and say that the case is that she's an Eishes Ish, and she's not Nailonis, because the Rov women are Nailonis. So that's not a Rov with a Chazaka. Because the case is she was an Eishes Ish, and then someone was Baal Leah immediately. Some of that's the case. Not Dafka after 30 days. So she wasn't muhsak as an Eishes Ish. I only have a roiv of Ailonis. So that's exactly what the Gemara is trying to prove. That in a case where there's a roiv, but there's no chazaka, I still go basar rov in the nefashis. And the Gemara's dechia is, no, b'vaal le'avia. So I affect the nesivis. Yeah, b'vaal le'avia is still a case of roiv. So it says the nesivis, no, it's not true. B'vaal le'avia is a case of roiv with a chazaka. You have roiv b'ilais achai baal, and then it's muhsak that they're father and daughter. So that wouldn't be a need in our Gemara. What's still unclear is why the Rambam himself said that you have that the raya that Seikim Lachazak is from Makav Dima. Because in the end of the day, we paskin that a roiv is enough. That's our Gemara. We paskin that a roiv is enough. You don't have to have a raya and a chazaka. So why does the Rambam have to bring a raya that Seikim Lachazak is from the Gemara and Chulin? You leave the Gemara and Chulin, you never need to have a chazak in the first place. The roiv would have been sufficient. So that's a makomiyun. That's the nesivis. What the nesivis is doing is tying the sugin kedushin of Sayyid al-Chazak is to our Gemara and the Gemara Nechulin. And saying the Gemara Nechulin is a case of Roiv and Chazaka. But our Gemara, the Machlekes in our Gemara, is can you go bust a Roiv in the Nefashis when you only have a Roiv and you don't have a Chazaka? It's 12 o'clock now. Do you want to stop or do you want to finish this sugya? What? 15 minutes. Yeah. So let's go into the Sheshmaita. If you want to stop, just tell me. So the Sheshmaita does things different. You want to turn this off? Okay. The Sheshmaita does this a similar thing, but a little bit differently. He also ties our sugya to the inyan of chazakas. But whereas the Nesiva says the Gemara Chulin is talking about roiv with chazaka after 30 days, And our sugi is talking about a rov l'chod, and there is no chazaka. Shev Shmaitz is a different word. It's like the Shev Shmaitz asked a kasha. He says there's a big machlekes in Tosfos when we go if we don't go at basar roiv by dinim mominis. So there's one opinion in Tosfos that you never go basar roiv in dinim mominis. So Fred the Shev Shmaitz, if you never go basar roiv in dinim mominis, then how could kol shekin you shouldn't go basar roiv by dinim fashis? So this is a different kasha than the Ran. But how could it be that our Gemara entertains the possibility that you could go basar roiv in dinim fashis? You don't go basar roiv in dinim mominis. You should never go basar roiv in dinim fashis. So the Shev Shmaitz says even in our sugi there's a chazaka, because without a chazaka you could never kill. The oil and din nefashin is a raya brura. Raya brura with Beis Eidim. And you can't go basar roiv. But the pshat in our sugya and the gemara in Chulin is that the iser is huchsak al yedei roiv. Meaning, I'm not being mechayv misa by means of roiv, but I'm establishing the fact that there was an iser by means of roiv. That means is, let's say, take the say the case of Ben Sarimater. That Roiv Nashim Yaldis Latesha. So what that means is not that I'm going to kill the Ben Sarimater by means of a Roiv. What it means is I'm using Roiv to make an Isser on the Ben Sarimater, to establish that the Isser of Loi Soichlu Al Hadam applies within this period of 3 months. And then Mimela, if the Ben Sarimater is over on this Isser, then I can kill him. So that's all the case in the Gemara Chulin and our Gemara, that the Isser is Nisbar Gdei Rav, the Rav makes as though there's an Isser, and if the individual's over the Isser, then he's Chayav Lisa. And it's Mashmal says that for this type of Chazak, you don't have to have Shleishin Yoyim. This type of Ischazi doesn't have to have Shleishin Yoyim. So he says, do you want me to stop now and we'll continue later? No, I probably want to leave. Would that be better? I just continue later. What? So maybe we'll stop here. We'll stop here because I don't want, instead of making people miss, we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we'll do the Shev Shmaitza and we'll explain this chat in Iran, and then we'll do Ishtani. And then Wednesday, that's Wednesday. And then Thursday we can do Bab Machteres. Sunday I'm not here. Monday we can do Bab Machteres. Is that good? Okay. Amazing, thank you.